Blog Talk Radio. For tuning in to our Turn Up Tuesday. Now, what time is it?
Turn up time.
What's up, everybody? What's happening? How y'all two young ladies
What's
doing today?
On? How you guys doing out there today? Thank y'all for tuning in.
True.
We have, as you know, we have a very special topic today. And our topic is the rules for a side piece. And I didn't say a side chick because guys can be side piece too. Now, some may say that they actually have rules out there, but they actually have counselors out there for side piece, how to have be a successful side piece. They have people who counsel people to be a successful side piece. I was like, dang, what the world don't come to? They got counselors. They paying for this now, and they are doing well paying for this because you got a lot of women out there, guys out there, that want to make sure that they're pleasing their side piece for some reason or another. I ain't saying about pleasing no side piece.
So you saying I can go pay somebody to keep me
counsel you just like
from being, that's crazy.
Just like you could go pay somebody to counsel you on how to get over a situation. You could pay someone. They have a specific lady that you pay them to counsel you on how to be a successful side piece, and they have a few rules, and I have a couple of their rules here that you should follow as a side piece to be a successful side piece.
Okay. What are some of those rules?
Well, we're going to get into it. I just want to kind of see, like, what – you know, some of our opinions on this topic, on a side piece. You know, what are some of the rules that you feel? Let me introduce our host today. I'm T-Bone, Nikki D, Mailman.
That's right.
So, yes, let's hear one of your rules. And then we'll go into some of the topic, and then we have a few callers that want to talk about this topic as well. So let me hear one of your rules as being a side piece. Mel?
One of the biggest rules to me is you can't catch feelings. And that's one of the rules that are always broken. You can't catch feelings being a side. It ain't no way around that. Because if you break that rule right there, all the rest of the rules are irrelevant because that's the number one rule. That's the number one rule. Don't catch feelings.
But it's the number one rule that's broken. And I'm not going to ask any of us if we ever been a side piece before because we don't want nobody on the phone to go to killing on us.
I ain't never been that side piece. I can go ahead and say that.
Now sometimes
if I was a side piece, I damn sure didn't know it.
And I didn't know it either. But
that's what women always say that. Women always holler. If I was a side piece, I didn't know it. You lying. You be knowing it because there's a lot of stuff that people in relationships
do.
That you weren't capable of doing. You just were satisfied with what you were doing.
do the rules apply to a woman that don't know that she's a side piece? Like, are not knowing for sure that she's a side piece, like not catching feelings, not calling them at certain times, because some of these rules are saying certain things. But if I know I'm a side piece, it's one thing. If I don't know I'm a side piece, it's a whole nother story. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the guy could be lying to her and telling her, you know, he leading her on, and he ain't told her from the get green that he got an old lady or whatever. So she pretty much in the blind, but you know what's done in the dark always comes to the light. So eventually, after so long, it don't take long to find out you a side piece. At least two months is enough to find out you a side piece. If you don't find out you a side piece in 2 months, something wrong. Especially if you do it around February, holidays.
Right, and that's another family. Right, and even their birthday. You know what I'm saying? If he don't spend his birthday with you. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, you pretty much know. But my whole thing is the rules, once you find out that you're a side piece and you keep dealing with them, and you know, at this point you know that you're a side piece.
Hold on before we get them on the phone. Okay, if you fall in love being the side person, and you make the person that's already in love fall in love too, does that make the person they in love with the side piece and vice versa?
Well, okay, here is my theory on that. If you have two, bigamy is not legal in the United States. It is legal in other countries, you know what I'm saying? If you have to hide me, if say I'm a side chick and you have to hide me from your main chick, it's not good. You know what I'm saying? I'm a side chick. No matter if you don't fall in love, you don't caught feelings yourself, if I can't meet your family, come around your kid, if you have kids, come around your kids, can't spend holiday with you, certain things I have to adjust to, I'm still a side chick. Sometimes, yes, they do fall in love with side chick and, you know, they do certain things. Now, my rule, I've never been a side chick willingly or have anybody told me, you know, I've been a side chick. But here's what I did. This one time this guy came to me, and I did this just to see what he came to me. He was like, yeah, I'm married. He came to me, but, yeah, I'm feeling you. I was like, are you out your mind? I said, okay, hold on a second. So I just did this to mess with him. I wrote down every single one of my bills. Mortgage, light, car note, car insurance. I said, if you could pay every single one of these bills, plus give me money in my pocket, we'll talk. I mean, you know, so like, he walked away from me because he couldn't do it. But you know, some guys can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I knew he couldn't do it because I know where he was working. I knew where he worked at, so I knew he couldn't do it.
And plus, where he worked at.
Yeah, I knew where he worked at.
That nigga worked at Target.
I knew he wasn't able to take care of my household. But is that some of the things that a side piece would do? Is he taking care of her financially? Because that, to me, and I ain't trying to be no gold digger, but to me, that's the only reason one of the only reasons why I would accept that. And I wouldn't even accept
You're right in a certain aspect of that though, because it's a difference. If you don't know you the side piece, but if you know, we're gonna say if you do know.
We're gonna say we know.
Okay, so if I know I'm the side person, I would expect gifts and, you know, it's like being kept. It's almost like being kept. It's almost like,
right,
I need you for this. I need you for sex. So, okay, in order for my sex, I'm going to need something too because I know I can't get a relationship out of you. But
the only time I would accept it. And
okay,
I would accept it
But listen, after the fact if it goes on for so many years or whatever, you and that person become intertwined mentally and physically at all times. You know what I'm saying? At every aspect of everything. You know what I'm saying? You determine to try to build different shit together, but you can't. So
right.
Where do you draw the line at where I'm using me for sex, or what am I using you for? Because at the moment, if that makes both of us feel like side pieces, because I'm using you for sex because I don't really need you giving me gifts anymore, because it's more than that now.
Let's hear what Flex have to say.
Well, hold on a second, because you finished mail? We have a caller on there. Flex, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, bro?
Good. How you doing today? Thanks for calling in. You heard our topic. Our topic is some of the rules of being a side piece. Now, what are you thinking some of the rules of being a side piece? Let's hear your thoughts on this.
I mean, stated before, you know, earlier, my man Mayo, he said, you know, most people catch feelings. I think that's the number one rule, you know, that's broken. All in all, it's all kind of impossible to do. I mean, if you want to know the truth, it's impossible to do. You're going to catch feelings. You're laying down with somebody. So that's going to happen.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, in theory, no matter how you look at it, I mean, there's no way around breaking any rules, of, you know, as far as being a side piece. I mean, there's no way around it, period. I don't care who you are. You know, even a pimp catch feelings for his hoes. I mean,
you're right. he wanted money though, but he only can't feeling with her because he don't want her to go nowhere else, because she's the one that's probably making the money. That what makes her the bottom bitch. So he keep that one. But the rest of them bitches, he don't really be selling them bitches. The one that make all the money, she's straight. But the one that really don't, he don't be stealing them bitches. I don't care, you can steal my bitches if you want to, bro. she went mine from the get go if you could take her.
So you think okay, but as a side chick, a side dude, because dudes be sides too as well. Who you think catch more feelings, the woman or the man? And I kind of feel that you're gonna come.
I already know what he's going to say. I don't know what Flex going to say, but I damn sure know what
Well,
Mel
I'm asking
gonna
this
say.
Question to Flex.
How you know what Mel? Ask Flex the question. Flex, what's your answer, Flex?
What was the question again?
Who catches feelings more? Being a side piece, who catches feelings more, the woman or the man, in your opinion?
That just depends on the mentality of the man or the woman.
You're right.
I mean, if you really want to know the truth, that's just the mentality of the man and woman. You got women out here now. They act more like niggas sometimes, you know, than men. That's where the word bitch made come from. You know, mm-hmm. You got men gossip more than women. So, in all actuality, both parties, if you want to know the truth, it's just how it's handled. Women, see, let me tell you the mind process, you know, or the process of the woman. A woman will say, yeah, it's just a piece of dick. But when it comes to her in a true relationship, it's done fucked her altogether. It's done screwed her completely.
Everywhere.
So she can say that to you. She can say that to herself. She can say herself that lie all she wants to. But when I say a man, because a man will have sex at a funeral. That's why. Far as it being, who's affected more, a woman.
Mentally a woman.
I was in the military.
Well,
I could screw during war.
I seem to disagree a little bit.
And I do too.
You're the opposer.
But this is why I disagree. Go ahead, Yvonne. Then I'm next. Because, okay, one thing a man can't handle is if he's a day woman sleeping with another man,
most of the time. A woman can handle it a little bit more than a man can handle it.
I agree.
In my opinion, a man, I don't say they can't.
No, you say
first.
A side
They the one who start bickering the most first. Damn. Oh, I seen you on Facebook hugged up with him. Oh, what y'all doing tonight? Oh, that nigga ain't shit. Oh, that.
We got to go back to the
exactly.
mentality. You
the kind
go back
of men
the
that they dealing with. The kind of men they dealing with.
It don't matter. You have some of the most educated men that does this.
We're not talking about education. No, we're talking about the mentality. Screw your education.
Right.
I'm talking about the mentality.
What kind of mentality?
Because, see, you got some educated bitch made me.
Where my friend, the life coach at? Where she at?
With me, if that what was going on with me, I don't care what you do. It's 30-1 in Georgia, in Atlanta. 30-1. God gives a shit. Kick up,
I'm telling you.
It's the mentality of the man.
When some woman catch them feelings or you catch that feelings for another woman, no matter what, it could be a 50-60 woman around here. When you catch feelings for somebody,
the mentality of a man.
Yes, y'all do.
A man that got beaten by himself, he ain't really worrying about relationship till he established already. So he out doing what he want to do, so he ain't finna catch feelings like that. You know how many times I scroll up and down Facebook and see folks?
Like I said, it's the mentality of that man, period.
Okay,
you know,
well,
I mean, like I said, the man. Go ahead.
Okay, listen to this. I got a tweet. The reason why we have this topic today is because of dude who done caught feelings for the side piece. So I know for a fact that men do fall. I think they fall more than we do. Just like T-Bone said, you know, a man see you with another dude, and it could just be anybody, and you already know it's just your side piece. They see you out somewhere, just like this particular cat that we're talking about right now. He done fell for the side piece.
Well, that's why I think it's the mentality of the man.
But the relationship is
open. He ain't got no good, no boyfriend. He see.
No, let me tell you why I think it's the mentality of that man.
He has somebody.
I won't even put myself in the position
somebody.
To be a side piece. You couldn't even call me a side piece.
I may have knocked you off,
but that's just it. And I'm gonna keep knocking you off. That's just it. Point blank. Now, nigga, you want if a nigga say I'm a side piece, no, nigga, you a bitch. Shut up. Point blank. You a bitch, because you done put yourself, that's why I say you got bitch-made men out here. And, you know, hey, I'm sorry, but you stand out here and say, I'm a side piece. I'm your side piece. Hell no.
But what that make a woman is shit. It's okay for a woman to be a side piece, but not a man to be a side piece.
What about the woman? Is she a side piece too, or you just like, we just doing what we doing?
You doing what you doing. I mean, you choose in your mind to make up this scenario, whether you're a side piece or not. But at the same time, here's the thing anyway.
So the roles have become reversed.
Huh?
The roles have become reversed anyway.
That's why a woman can sit up here and say, that's my side piece over there, girl. Hell no.
Exactly. The roles can be reversed.
No. I'm that piece of dick that you ain't got at home. That's what I am. That's what it is. That's what's going on. Now, you know.
Let me explain a woman to you. Sometimes it ain't all about dick. Sometimes it could be mentally. Maybe she not getting attention at home mentally.
Well, she need to talk to that nigga.
Mentally.
That's my whole point about the mentality of a man.
If she have a side, most of the time, if a woman have a side piece if a woman has a side piece outside of her marriage or outside of her man, It's the mental stimulation and not the physical.
No, it ain't.
No, no, it's not.
It's the state.
Do you remember the movie Addicted?
And what she's not getting
you
at
the
home.
Movie Addicted?
What she's not getting at home.
Let's
exactly.
Not
y'all remember
movie,
the movie Addicted? It
was
wasn't about
movie.
No conversation, no intellect.
We're talking about reality, not fiction.
Man, that movie was made.
No,
off, that movie was made off of reality.
That
no,
movie is a reality. Yeah, it's a no. It's reality. Let me tell you why. You got people that have those problems. Come on now, how do you think the movie came about? Somebody had to have this issue. Somebody
and,
had to,
and somebody related
but,
to it.
And then, and if you notice, I said most of the time. I did not say all the time. But that woman movie was probably based on a couple of true story events. Because when an author writes
more than a couple, it was more than a couple.
No, I'll give her that. I'll give her that. Real women, I'll give her that. You got some men out here that don't know how to take your home and have conversations with their women. Or their woman, rather.
They exactly. Doing
and you got a woman out here that's longing for a man to talk to her and stimulate her intellectually, and you got men that's not, you know, coming up, you know, stepping up to the plate doing that. So I give it to her. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, guys.
But
initially. I got a tweet. Somebody tweeted for both of you. This question is for both of the males, Flex and male. What would you all say if you guys find out that your women have another man because you guys aren't doing something right because y'all do a lot of talking?
Yes, but I do. I say praise the Lord. You just open the door for another blessing. That's it, period, and keep it moving. I might feel some kind of way for a moment in time.
Come on,
I might feel some kind of way for a moment in time, but all you did was just, I mean, I'm keeping it 100. I might feel some kind of way.
How long I've been with her, though, first? How long
they
I've been with
them? That was just a question. They didn't
got
feelings.
I'm assuming that I got feelings. I've been with her years.
Right.
See, here's the thing about a man. A real man gonna admit, hey, I'm in love with you. You done went out and you done effed up. Now, either we can make it work, stop fooling around,
or you can go ahead
and guess what? I got to keep it moving. Point blank. So you got real men out here, and I know I'm one of them, because I was sitting.
She gonna keep on though.
She keep on. Guess what? It's a vast world full of beautiful women out here in different countries, even in the United States. And guess what? I'm gonna keep it moving.
Okay, you keep going back to different women, different countries, but when you catch feelings,
but what if it's cheaper to keep them?
This is your main chick. This is the woman you with, your main chick, and you find out your main chick got a side dick.
I'm gonna keep it. I had a father that was so real to me, and it's just. I mean, I can't help it. I'm gonna keep it moving.
I will feel some kind of way.
I'll pray about it. I'll feel some kind of way, but I'm gonna be like, look, Lord, hey, you know what? Just help me out right now because I probably would want. No, I wouldn't even think about killing. Now, when I was younger, I might think about killing a broad. Now. Do you know how many beautiful women out here?
Yeah, right now I can't go for none of that coonery right now. At the age I'm at right now, I really don't care what a female do, because you know I used to wear my heart on my sleeve. You know what I'm saying? So it was easier to access that. Who? Shit, me.
I wear it on my sleeve right now. But it's just the man part of me is grown and it's matured to a point where, hey, where am I lacking at? Where am I lacking? First, I'm going to ask you, where am I lacking? Number one. Because it's like this right here. If you do gotta go out there and do that scenario, you got this little scenario going on that old girl had going on in Addicted. Because I see in the movie, oh boy, from what I seen, he wasn't doing his goddamn job. Me, I'm
okay,
going all in.
Okay,
so I'm not giving a woman an excuse to go out and do that kind of that
right,
junk.
We're
going to
go ahead and
we're
going to add D on.
Hold on, Flex. We're going to keep you on
we're
the line.
We're going to add D to it. We're going to add D to it. Be ready.
Here comes Disney.
Dion.
Get to it, Dion.
Let's hear your side. Let's hear Dion.
Dion, where you at?
He got scared, and he...
No. He's gone. Dion, where you at?
Yeah, nigga, scared of what, nigga? Man, he must be too young.
Let's hit this story you finna tell. What's up, dog? What's going on with you?
What's up, bro? What's up, man?
Deion, let's hear
it. We just cooling, man. You don't have to fuck with you, though, because you always be trying to trap shit. I just have to fuck with you. What you got going on, dog? Here comes this nigga.
What's up, man? What's the question? Tell me what's up, man. Let's move.
Okay, Deion, of course, you hear in our topic some of the rules of a side piece. Now, one of our tweets earlier was if you caught feelings for a woman and you find out this is your main chick, somebody you down with, and you find out your main chick have a side piece, how would you feel about that?
See, I'm gonna put on that R. Kelly and ride around until I get sick, until I feel better. It is what it is.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
No, we can't do that, man. We can't do
that.
This topic is coming from a man. He don't caught feelings by the side chick. We know we live in Atlanta. We know how
so
these
don't,
guys
so
to the reference.
First of all, we don't do facts. I ain't gonna do all that faking. We don't do number facts. I stay in Atlanta and I watch Atlanta news. These niggas stay out here killing these girls because they don't want them. They speak in Atlanta.
Thank you.
In Atlanta, we don't do these facts. We ain't gonna do all this faking. It's 30-1 in Atlanta, and these niggas killing. They try to kill all 30 of the girls.
That's why I said the mentality. Number one, the mentality of a man. Number one, the mentality of a man.
I ain't finna kill nam chick, and I ain't finna fight nam nigga.
But
I ain't finna kill nam chick. I ain't finna fight nam nigga about nam girl.
You want out?
I got too much else to live for.
Okay, first off, I'm going to fight about my girl, period. If my girl puts me in a position to fight, she damn sure don't put me in a position to fight. I'm just
for
saying,
her?
My girl, I'm not going to let my girl get hurt or beat up and none of that in front of me. You know what I'm saying? That's just me, though. I'm going to protect mine. Nah. I got to protect mine.
But look, if you're in a real relationship with somebody, man, she could come to you and talk to you about your problems. And you can display your problems, and y'all can get over that together. But if you just straight up being a hoe, you just gonna be a hoe. That what you gonna be?
Okay. So nobody.
That's all I'm saying.
So both y'all faithful. So both of the men faithful.
I'm faithful now.
Okay.
I'm by myself.
Look, look. The whole fact of the matter, everybody fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Men are in their feeling more than a woman. Because a man can't take
I ain't finna ride around. I'm real shit, D. I ain't finna ride around and listen to R. Kelly till I get myself together. You know what I'm going to do? It's a mo to go do, but I ain't finna get up under another person to get over somebody. I'm gonna revamp my situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna revamp my situation and put myself in a better position to handle it.
Exactly.
But I ain't finna be out riding around crying and moping, cause that's a female trait.
It's not that it's a female trait. So you telling me, because every time we talk to men, it's always definition of what real supposed to be, what men supposed to be. That's y'all definition of a man. Don't try to make a man y'all definition, because that shit ain't in the dictionary, what y'all talking about.
No, this is what I said.
97.8%
of
what
we're talking
about.
I'm loving Deion tonight.
We don't talk about.
See, already,
we ain't talking about.
Already touched on that.
A fact is something that you can prove. Opinion is somebody's thought. No, I'm saying them ain't nobody a fact. Them opinion of a man. Fact of a man is he busts out they wonders. He flat they tie. Call they old man.
He never did.
Out of my 37 years, I ain't never did none of that.
Hold on, I got something to say.
It's a lot of men that do that, though.
No, I got something to say.
It's a lot of men that don't.
Let me tell you something. It's a lot of men out here that have not matured to a certain point in their life. Now, when you're immature, that's what you do. And guess what? You have not risen to be a certain type of man. That's why I said the man. I used the word mentality earlier. Now, when you go do stuff like that's why I said if I went through something like that, a woman did something like that to me, I'm going to give myself a minute. I'm going to hurt. I'm going to feel bad. But I will not ride around listening to R. Kelly. I'm going to, like this man said, revamp myself.
That's how he'll do. Right. But,
that's what he may do. I'm not going to be that. But guess who else would do that?
A woman will ride around and listen to R. Kelly after she find out her man cheated on her. That's why they listen to K. Michelle right now.
Hold on.
A woman, it's some women right now, Lord K. Michelle. They were all up in the auditorium and they calling their boyfriend when they left.
That's what's wrong with them now. That's what's wrong with K. Michelle now. That's why she can't find nobody. Because she won't be mature enough to rebut her grown, raggedy ass and say, hey, I need to cut this shit out and stop putting this shit out on every man. That's what's wrong with a lot of men and women out here now. And when they keep on mewing on that type of mess, they go into the next relationship with that crap instead of saying, look here, mature.
Hey, revamp man. Let me ask you, you married revamp man? I let you speak, though. You ain't going to overtalk me. I let you speak.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you speak.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm telling you, you got yourself together, but you ain't married. Come on, man. You can miss me with that bullshit. For real.
Listen, you ain't married.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't married.
You talking to a male?
Bro, come on, bro. You can miss me with all that. Try slick dick. I don't do all that slick dick. I'm just making it fast, baby. I ain't mad. I'm just saying all that slick stuff.
Yeah.
We men. All that slick stuff. See, that girl, that shade. You know what I'm saying? That girl emotion. If we don't do emotions. You know what I'm saying? We don't do no shade, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can be straightforward. But like I said, you know what I'm saying? All that slick stuff, we ain't going to do. Period. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead.
What was slick?
You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, listening to R. Kelly, all that. You know what I'm saying? That girl's emotion.
Not because that was your opinion.
You know what I'm saying? But you back there chilling. That's
yeah,
a girl
but
emotion.
Let's not argue on the phone. Let's not go there.
I'm not arguing. I got my opinion.
Yeah, everybody has different opinions on what they're going to do and how they're going to handle it, and that's what it is. That's all this
we
is.
We just agree to disagree.
But what?
That's what
ask,
it is.
Ask yourself this. Even with everybody's opinions, ask yourself this. If you went to a psychiatrist and a therapist, guess what? The true way of dealing with it is this. Like I said, you got plenty of people that can say, hey, this is how I deal. You got people say, I dealt with getting fired by blowing my boss brains out. No. How do you deal with it maturely? Again, like this man said, revamp.
What's wrong with R. Kelly?
R. Kelly ain't going to do nothing but put you back in the place of where you were.
Exactly.
And keep putting you there.
Exactly.
That's all Kelly said. She's doing it herself. He just told.
That's your thing. They don't put me know what. They get me together.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me know it's bad days, good days.
Yeah,
so
what's
weird.
Good for the goose ain't always good for the gambler. So,
let's get back to the topic.
Let me go ahead and let me get some of these rules in.
Get the rules in, because obviously people don't know the rules.
Let's get these rules. Okay, on here, I have an article that I have here from Zandra Hughes. They have 10 rules, but 11 rules on the 10 rules for the other woman, they say. But usually I say side piece because a man could be a side piece,
right,
too. Say, this is not, you are the other woman. Number one, you are the other woman. This does not mean you are the only woman. Act accordingly. Do not ask questions. You know the deal.
All right, that's true. And in between, we got a couple, since you guys were doing such a great debate, we got some tweets in between. We got a couple tweets saying, Dion, we love you. That's it. That's what's up. A man that feel like you really, really admitting to how your emotions work. Okay, so, but in between these rules, we will kind of throw in some tweets what people are saying.
Some conversation. The second rule, please focus on the stolen moments that you guys have together and don't worry about what they do outside of you when you're not together.
Well, that's not you. Now you know that's not gonna happen.
That's right, because they, you know, either man or woman, both of them want to know. Well, damn, what he doing? I wonder him. He taking her here. Or she taking him here.
I wonder how she getting big now. I wonder how he getting the pussy.
I don't.
See, that's the thing.
If I could tell you, I don't.
I must be the new nigga.
Cause if I know I'm dealing with somebody with a boyfriend or something like that, if I know I'm dealing with, I don't care what they doing, cause I know that who they go with.
Well, I'm speaking from a woman's perspective. Yeah,
They really are. Because I'm gonna be like this. What is the reason why you become the side piece? There's some type of beneficiary to it. And if it's good dick, guess what? Your mind going to get clouded. If it's good pussy, your mind will get clouded. If it's some money, your mind going to get clouded.
Good twat, 80-20 rule. Basically, so, it is.
Ain't no,
I guess what?
What you mean, 80-20?
Oh, because that 20, that side piece might give you that 20. Okay, leading back to one of
the
other topics.
The only reason. The only reason I'm on this topic, I can go so far to go with my confidentiality, my confidentiality agreement that I have arranged. I can't furthermore speak the pleading the fifth because I would put myself in position. I could put myself in the position to be faulted. So I'm not going to default myself from the buffoonery that's going on
that's
right now.
That's what I was saying. Okay, you have signed the agreement, and
I didn't sign the agreement.
We understand that you don't want to break that rule that you are side piece. You don't want to discuss it, right? Okay, cool. And we understand that. And we do not want you to break it.
We don't want that woman husband coming up here to whoop your ass, because we're going to run a hide.
We're going to break your ass in the studio. Susie bring his ass to the studio. We gonna say that go bail.
What am I wrong for? And I got y'all too right now.
The hell no! Nah.
You gotta get past y'all first.
Oh, we just bowed half for him. He just sell up half. We don't really know
it. Y'all just gotta start twerking. All that ass right now. You just start twerking. It'll throw him off. Give me enough time to get myself together. He ain't gonna want to fight. If you want to fight me, he needs.
Ain't gonna worry about that.
That's another point.
You ain't
gotta
worry
if
about
you want to fight me,
to get yourself together. You gonna get yourself together because I'm in the bathroom, locked, those locks and everything.
That's what I don't get about.
But with me,
Dion,
the thing about me. Appreciate it, Dion. Man, we appreciate the conversation, bro.
All right, bro. Y'all
we love Dion.
All right. Thank you, Dion and Flex. We appreciate y'all calling in.
Man, y'all the best. Right. Y'all the best. We see him.
Hello?
Okay. It's just us now, Mel.
And?
Don't let that woman husband come up here. That's all we saying. It's just us
what you
in
mean?
Here now.
Kick us out this studio.
I ain't even saying nothing about no husband or nothing. What y'all talking about? I don't even know what y'all talking about.
I don't know what you talking about.
We were talking about side. We were just kind of piggybacking,
right.
Laughing at
it could be
joke.
Boyfriend.
Right.
It could be boyfriend
just,
or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know.
Of course.
We
were just kind of piggybacking on that. No, we just kind of just talking. No,
right.
We don't mean anybody.
Trying to put me in the line. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to be in the line. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yeah.
But okay, either way, if a guy want to come fight me by his old lady, that showed me more of what he was in the first place. Men don't do that. Check her.
They
don't
do
check
that.
Me.
They do.
Who gave me the initiative
Like Dion said, that it's a lot of dudes in Atlanta going to prison for killing a dude over another woman.
Right.
They do it.
And that's where their mentality is. It's all in making like that. It's all in making that a fight you about
so
their girlfriend.
They don't
that's
do it. They do it.
They, But see, but they think the thing is they haven't, the men that doing that, they haven't matured mentally enough to know that that girl gonna do what she want to do. Now women, when women do it. When women do it, they don't get slick with you. They get slick with the other woman. They'll go come in on post on Facebook knowing she fucking with their man. They don't want to fight you. They just want to let you – they secretly want to let you know that I'm fucking your man. So they go do stuff like that with social media being like that. They'll go come in on their post. She might be a – he might have a post with his old lady. That's more devilish than the man doing it. That's way more devilish than the man doing it because the man going to come straight to you and be like – fuck Facebook, fuck this. I heard this. I heard that. A woman, they're going
to
just go to Facebook and they're going
to
come in on your
post
when they see pictures of y'all out together.
Well, that leads us to one of the rules. Don't tag them in no pictures on Facebook. Don't put no pictures on Facebook up against. That's one of the rules. This is coming from a professional counselor for Side Piece that said that this are the rules. But if you want to be a successful side piece, this are the rules. These are rules.
So it's rules to be successful. Go ahead, Dee.
Once again, I won because I'm a successful side piece. I went by the rules. I'm going by the rules right now.
Go ahead, Dee.
The rules, Dee. The only reason why men killing and the men doing what they doing because they holding their emotion. They try to be so tough, and when that shit get to them, and then when they finally realize what they want, they explode. And that's the whole reason why men doing what they doing. Say, men call themselves for so long to be so tough. Then at the long run, when they do find feeling and they be so emotional, they don't know where to put them. So they put a bullet in the woman's head. It's just common sense. Everybody want to be tough. Ain't nobody being sensitive. That's why women cheat, and that's why women so strong, because a man don't even know how to cater to a woman. Everybody talking about man, this. Everybody talking about a man, but a man ain't doing their job. That's why the women cheat more.
But a man do know how to nurture a woman, man. I know how to nurture a woman. Chivalry ain't dead. Like I just posted on Facebook that I opened doors.
Hey, you ain't married.
We ain't saying that.
I know how to talk to women. I have emotional side. But
man,
some of these women out here, they don't deserve this shit.
We ain't talking about being a player, man. That's being a player. They know how to treat a woman out of
side piece, and you don't go
out there. We ain't talking about that. Because we know you know how to be a player, bro. You know what I'm saying? We know you know how to talk to a woman.
So being a side piece means you got to abide by the rules. You got to abide by the rules of being a side piece. If you ain't strong enough mentally to do that,
rules,
you don't need to be
rules
one.
Rules are made to be broken. Rules are made to be broken.
Every rule meant to be broken. What I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But if you don't want them to be broke, you can continue doing this shit 5, 6, 9, 10 years from now. If you're comfortable with that situation.
This is what I have a problem with. I have a problem when you know you're a side piece. And you go to the main chick, telling all the business, cat, doing what you do, what you said, doing them,
right.
Reaching out to them on Facebook, calling them. If you know that this is your position, why are you reaching out or trying to destroy something that you already know? And see, that's how
because she don't want to be the side piece no more.
And that's how most
you
of them
you think I'm calling niggas like, hey man. Your girl really ain't shit. You think I'm calling niggas saying that? Niggas call me?
I heard you call somebody, confront them about somebody, but I don't know how true that is, but I just got a tweet saying that.
Girl, please. Your shit must be automated tweet.
This chick said, you doing all that damn talking, but you just called her boyfriend the other day, confront
her. Tell her to call the show then. If it's true, tell her to call the show. She's tweeting and saying that.
Halle Berry about
to call. Don't be texting none of your homegirl to come. Come and roast her.
But don't
get your homegirl roasted for playing on the phone. This shit gonna turn from Turn Up Tuesday to Go Crazy Mail.
Now, man, you know
you
got
really,
to with you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you know, now, I just be fucking with y'all.
Well, okay, here go another one of the rules. Be comfortable with who you are to me. Do not mention my wife or my main woman as she's not your concern. You know that's a lie. You know that's a big lie. All these rules get broken.
Do
every rule.
Do what? Read. Let me hear that rule again.
Be comfortable with who you are to me. Do not mention my wife or my main woman as she is not your concern. Do not compare yourself to my main chick in any way. That's one of the rules. Now, this rule, let me tell you rule number four, because this rule right here, it might be one of the only rules that can stay in place. Anticipate freaking changes in our plans. For the most part, a superb moment escape is the best that I can do. Sometimes they just can't get to you when they say they can get to you. Right, so that means, like, Valentine's Day, you know you can't get that damn day. And
well,
that's,
I'm
looking at this
that,
one. You get that Friday or that Sunday. I'm looking at this one is like saying, he say, I'm going to meet up with you later on tonight, but something happened with his main chick why he can't meet up with
right.
you later on that night. So plans change frequently.
And you can't do no public outing. You always got to go somewhere and hide. Like the
you ain't hide.
Or maybe out of town.
Is that a baby car? What is that? I hear like some disturbance in the background. I hear a lot of shit. You hear that?
I don't know.
Anyway.
All right.
You said no public outings. I understand that.
You must understand that maintaining a positive vibe while we are in each other's company is vital to the success of our situation. No bickering or nagging about promises that I didn't keep. That's a damn lie. You get that from anybody.
Right.
Man, they can't get that from each other.
Yeah.
And we ain't together.
Man, get out of
here.
Look, you got to get out of here with
we
that.
We nag your ass, Dale, and we ain't your women. Well, my bad. You my side, dude.
He ain't going to make this thing on look. It ain't going to make Nah, that's because you ain't got none of this pipe. That's all that is. Other than that. You would...
I'm just speechless.
Yeah, hey.
Okay. We talked about...
Give me another rule. Cause give me another one of these rules that I haven't broken. Give me another one.
I would have broke every one of them. That's the very reason why... I am not the side chick, because I would have broken every one of these damn rules ASAP.
No discussion about where
you can't call it. You can't call it like a side chick, side dude, or whatever. You really can't really like Flex was saying, man. You really he was right. He was like, you really can't do that. You just doing what you're doing. Until
it's a
otherwise,
side. If you have a main person. And just like y'all be like, that's my side chick. You can be side too. That's a
but,
side.
But is it a fact? Is it a fact that you a side? Why they can't be the side? See what I'm saying?
Whoever.
Everything else was an opinion. When everybody else was saying something on here, it was an opinion. That is not a fact. That
but
if you with somebody,
it could be both people.
So what have you been a side person for like 3-4 years? Is that still considered a side person?
Depending on what your role is. If should they say
what
say,
you mean? You do everything you do in a relationship. You just ain't doing it. You
okay.
ain't doing on the only rule you're not breaking in that.
If say you and Nikki in a relationship and you mess with me on the side, but
don't
you
even
Nikki,
use that as no example me and him, because he would be kissing my ass. And he couldn't be my side dude because he'll
well,
miss
no,
me.
I'm
nigga,
a dude.
I would need so many lips. I would need so many lips.
Say, I'm the side.
You
be the side.
I'm the side. Why
too.
I got to be the side? Why you can't be the side?
That's what I just said. I'm the side. If you goddamn listen, you and Nikki
yeah,
may in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you a girlfriend and make one of y'all on my side.
I'm the side. If
yeah.
me and you been together for 2 or 3 years, you and Nikki live together, you and Nikki got kids, even if we've been together for 2-3 years, you live with her. Are you not going to leave your situation if you got kids and you live with a woman for me? I'm still tired. Unless
but listen. What if it's beneficial for that? What if it's beneficial for that? You know what I'm saying? It's beneficial. It's not emotionally
beneficial or not beneficial. If you cannot bring me out in public, you cannot bring me to introduce me to your family. You have a son. You can't introduce me to your son. You can't introduce.
But what if that happened? See, y'all ain't giving me the rule. These rules, all these rules are applied.
Well, this ain't in the rules.
Like you said,
this is just something that we coming up off our head, and you know.
I'm not trying to figure out if I'm a side or not. I know my role. He's gonna email you the rules. I make the rules. That's what I do. I'm the rule maker.
And you done broke every single one of them.
What rule you made?
No,
okay, no discussion about where our situation is heading. We are where we all will. Together in this moment, enjoy it. There you go. No discussion about where our situation is headed. That's right there.
Well,
that's one of the rules.
Okay, so if I just met a girl at the club, like I might go to Bar 41 tonight. Club, they got $2 Tuesday down tonight, right? So I might go down there and meet a chick or whatever. Boom, boom, boom. She got an old man or whatever. Nobody don't know. I go in the alley and bash her down from the back. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it hot outside, so it's okay to have sticks outside. So, no, she go back in there looking crazy or whatever. And, you know, I go in there and hit the bathroom, you know what I'm saying, do my thought thing. Then I walk back out there and chill or whatever, like ain't nothing happened. So the next day she inbox me on Facebook and be like, hey, you know, what we doing? And I'll be like, nah, we ain't doing nothing because, you know, you got an old man. How is she supposed to take that?
Well, that's totally different. It's these different scenarios. Yeah, because
it's different scenarios. Now, but these folks know of you, though. It's impossible to be. I'm listening.
In my opinion, a side piece is somebody who. This is just my opinion. It's just someone who you're constantly having sexual relationship with. It's not like a one time thing. That's a one night stand.
And to me, my definition of a side piece is, like I said, I'm really big on what. Because it's the reason why you need that side piece. I feel that it's something that your main chick is not doing at home, the reason why you venture out.
But when you're a man or a woman, if it's something that's not right at home, you are supposed to communicate. Communication is the key.
But you know people don't do that. It takes two to communicate.
Exactly.
And sometimes we hurt ourselves.
So you got
we listening.
You hurt yourself? I hear you.
I say sometimes we hurt ourselves, even as women, and we the main woman, where we neglect our dude, and they do have to step out. Sometimes the dude just want to step out, but it's a lot of time is neglect. And like I stated before, a lot of the neglect is that mental stimulation is mostly the neglect that they're getting
I'm gonna tell you right now the reason people cheat. The reason people cheat is because they want to.
That's
bottom
true.
Line.
Well, that's true.
Sugarcoat, and everything you want to do to it, you can say what you want to say about it. The reason people cheat is because they want to.
Okay.
Ain't because
well,
this person
agree,
in a bad position or whatever. They want to.
But I do
not
agree.
No side, it wouldn't be no side piece. It wouldn't even be no side niggas or no side women right now if people did exactly what they were supposed to and people were willing to sacrifice or compromise and accept people for their imperfections and enjoy their life together. You know what I'm saying? But some people feelings evolve to a point where they just don't really like that person no more. You know what I'm saying? They might have just did a lot for you and put you in a position where you feel good and comfortable, but you don't want to leave that position, but you're not happy. So that triggers the I need to leave, especially when you meet somebody that's charming and funny and
right
full of life. Then you got a miserable man coming home every day.
And see, I agree what you're saying, and I disagree as well, because I can speak for myself, and I'm gonna make it really brief.
I was in a situation. You know, of course, everybody knows I was married. But what would make me step out was that when you don't get that.
Hello?
Hurt anybody, and I believe in karma, I went ahead and just took myself out of that situation. But before I was able to do that, yes, of course, I did do something. You know, I did have a male that I was chilling with because he was showing me that attention that I was not getting at home. And it's not the, and it's not that, you know, it, did I want to do it? No. But of course, when you,
why you didn't tell them that? Why you just didn't break it off?
I did break it off. I got a divorce. I broke it off.
So
you know,
so I'm saying before the divorce. I'm talking about when you start getting these feelings that you ain't want to be with this person. Why didn't you come to them and let them know? Like, look.
But see, I was woman enough to tell them that though. But look, this is not
working
for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of women that ain't.
This is not working for me. And before I hurt you, I let you know. Or before you hear it in the street, let me tell you. Cause you, but you know what you're not doing. You know this is not happening. So of course you move on, and that's what I did. But you know, but I do understand what you're saying. But then I look at it, you know, from my perspective is that when you're not getting that attention that you need, that you know, and as a woman, you want to date your man.
Right.
You know, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't getting that. I wasn't getting that type of attention. When I found somebody who was giving me that attention, you know, that's who I lean. You know, lean.
See, but the thing with that is Nikki D. When you meet a new person, they're gonna give you that attention because that means they have time on their hand, or either they want something from you or whatever. You don't meet too many genuine people that are willing to give you their time, especially a busy man. You know what I'm saying? If a busy man is a man that really doesn't have time. If he got time, he ain't a busy man, or he got something illegal going on. And he
can
invite you to the trap. We're gonna end the show, man.
Go ahead. Everybody agree with you tonight. So I've been getting tweets, texts. So
okay,
come on, man. This every Tuesday, man. Come on, y'all gotta step it up, man.
Yes, I am still sleeping with my significant. Yes, I'm still sleeping with my significant other. We do not use a condom. Again, focus on our time. That's another rule. I am not interested in bringing a child into our situation. Now, that rule should not be broken. You should not bring a child into a situation where you know they're not the main person. But, you know, that happens, too.
Make it on the chain with that.
Well,
there they are.
There are no guarantees about the outcome of our situation, save one. There are no guarantees about the outcome of nobody's situation. So that shouldn't even be a rule for anything. Because so I know a lot of people don't left they main chick for the side piece. And last piece of advice is you choose to enter into a situation with someone, do not get emotionally attached. That's a damn
lie.
That's the main reason. That's the main rule. I don't see how that rule would last when it's the main rule.
That's the main thing that gets broken at all times is the emotional attachment. And that rule get broken from both parties, not even just
It really does.
Sometimes you can't help it, especially if you've been having this person that once you consider a person a side piece, this is somebody you've been dealing with on and off. This is not somebody who you just slept with one time and that was it. And once you start having that connection, that stimulation there, emotions gonna automatically come. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see how you can get away with that. Now these are the rules that the young ladies who are counselors try to counsel you to get to that effect. So if you have a side chick and you just want your side chick to observe these rules, y'all might need to call them young ladies to find out how do they counsel your side chick to stay in these categories so they won't fall out.
Or y'all can call me and I take a slight fee and I sit down with you for an hour and tell you what you need to be doing too.
Y'all don't want these donuts I brought in here.
We love you, Dion. Thank you for calling in. I love Dion and what he said. Dion is,
and of course, Mayor, you know we love your ass.
Why everybody love everybody tonight? Y'all, we got finals on.
That's what we got to do.
Love. Yeah, we got to do. We got to show. We now, you know, we show. Now, ma'am,
we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Please follow us on Facebook at Nikki D and T-Bone. I mean, at Turn Up Tuesday.
We
on Instagram. We on me and Nikki on Instagram and Twitter at Nikki D and T-Bone. Please listen to our show at blogtalkradio.com/turnuptuesday. Thank you. And we love you all. Good night. Good night.
Boom.
Turn up.
Yeah.